recording.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case P23-049 regarding Jerry Heath. The time is now 9:08 on July 20th, 2023. My name is Brandon Eden, and I am the investigator assigned to this case. Before we get started, I'd like to have all attendees today introduce themselves, their title and purpose, and I'll start with staff to the left of me.
Daniel Carthel, assisting investigator.
Kurt Winter, deputy director.
Jerry Heath, registering under investigation.
Mike Fonder, registered land surveyor, EAC member.
Dan Francetic, registered land surveyor, EAC member.
Ms. Galvin.
Doug Schneider. I'm sorry.
Jean Galvin, assistant attorney general.
And this is Doug Schneider, calling in EAC committee member.
Thank you.
Ed Grow, registered land surveyor, EAC committee member.
Thank you all. A few reminders. This meeting is being audio recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. All speakers need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick up what is being said. Also, please be sure to announce yourself that it is clear who is speaking. This is important so when I go back to review the audio recording, I will know who said what. To avoid disruptions, cell phones must be completely off or placed in silent mode. An EAC meeting is not a formal hearing. The purpose of this meeting is to gather information, review evidence, and conduct interviews so the EAC committee can make recommendations to the board regarding whether or not a violation of the Board's Practice Act has occurred. The recommendations resulting from this meeting are not the final outcome of the matter. We ask that all parties conduct themselves in a professional manner. This EAC Advisory Committee meeting has convened to review allegations received or a complaint on November 21st, 2022, related to ALTA/NSPS land title survey in Maricopa County, Arizona, on or about January 4th, 2022. This Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting will also review any additional findings from the case assessments. The committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during this case and determine if any violations of the Board's Practice Act have occurred. All committee findings and any recommendations will be provided to the board through an EAC report prepared by staff. Committee members shall be prepared to participate having read, familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in this case based upon the material that was provided. At this time, I will ask the committee members if they have done so and are comfortable serving on this committee without any conflicts with respondent or alleger. For the record, I will call each committee member's name. Please signify yes or no. I'll start with Mr. Fondren.
Mr. Fondren, yes.
Mr. Franchetic?
Yes.
Mr. Groh?
Yes.
Mr. Snyder?
Yes.
Thank you all. Fact-finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and individuals called during the executive session may not discuss the dialogue from executive session with anyone outside of the session or after the session is complete. During the executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely on the alleged violations from the meeting brief. Interviews will be conducted starting with the alleger, respondent, and then witnesses. During the interview of respondent, committee members will ask specific questions regarding the items listed in the EAC meeting brief that were identified during the assessment process. The committee will note their position for each item and will only conduct deliberations on each item after all interviews have been concluded. Any party here in person not being interviewed will wait out in the lobby. You will be called when it is time for your interview. Any party on the phone not being interviewed will have to disconnect the call and receive a call from me once it's time for your interview. At this time, I will call for a motion to enter into executive session to conduct interviews. And first of all, let me go back for a second. We do not have an alleger in this case. This was an anonymous case. So the person present that will be interviewed will be the respondent, and there will be no witnesses. At this time, I will call for a motion to enter into executive session to conduct interviews and review evidence. Committee members who make the first and second motion, please announce your name prior to your motion. Can I get a motion?
This is Mr. Fondren, so moved.
This is Mr. Francetic. I'll second that.
Okay. At this time, I will call for a motion to enter into executive session to conduct interviews and review evidence. Committee members who make... I'm sorry, I just read that.
Just need a roll call vote.
Now I need a roll call vote. Mr. Fondren.
Mr. Fondren, yes.
Mr. Franchetti.
Yes.
Mr. Groh.
Yes.
Mr. Snyder.
Yes.
We have entered into executive session. It is now 9:13, and we have entered into executive session.